My name is Kevin Pike from the Salisbury Police Department. You're listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600, CIQC.
CIQC.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Travel World here on CIQC 600. We're here with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Eden Letrondo in studio with us, and the music man, Prosper Banas. Play us a chord, Prosper.
Yeah, Prosper's back this week. Welcome back.
It's good to have him back. He was counting computers last week. Oh, what fun. And we have the great pleasure to be working in studio with Lonnie Dubrovsky himself. So we're sure looking forward to this. Chad today is out at Watkins Glen doing some racing with Key Motorsports, so we're looking forward to a call back from him. Today we're covering, among other things, South Carolina, yes. What, the Carolinas again?
Well, yeah, well, South Carolina just is the state south of North Carolina. And
thank you. Did you ask Mike Billidon?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe Norm Westlake, Norm Sutton, they passed a lot there.
Isn't he the same man who asked you where they filmed Austin City Limits?
Yes, Austin City Limits.
You told him Bismarck, North Dakota.
Yeah, Bismarck, North Dakota is where they film Austin City Limits. I think that's Austin, Texas. 1-800-MEET-TEX for information on getting down to Austin, Texas.
And they'll tell you that Fuller is really Fort Worth.
Yeah, it's just a pronunciation. Sometimes you have to really listen to those accents, because when we were planning to go down to Texas, and this lady we knew down there said, "Oh, I live in Fuller," and it was really Fort Worth, and we only really realized that when we
isn't that the flight attendant you picked up on Eastern Airlines?
Yes, Eastern Airlines, much lamented Eastern Airlines.
I think I broke the ice by telling her a joke about speed bumps on the runway. She started to giggle, and so Steve just picked up the ball from there, right?
Yeah, and ran with it. Sometimes you just have to grab the opportunity.
Absolutely. Speaking of grabbing things, what do you got, Steve?
Well, a couple of things to begin. As I say, later on, we'll be talking about South Carolina with former Miss South Carolina Camille Bradford with WLXT, the CBS affiliate, Channel 19 down in Columbia. And a couple of things came in the mail. You may have already received this in your mail. It's the Quebec Summer-Fall Guide to Vacationing Around the Province, put out by the Ministry of Tourism and the Quebec Attractions and Festivals Association, our friend of the show, Pierre-Paul Leduc, still with them. And there's lots of great things going on in the province, so check out in your mailbox.
Oh. Hey, we like to celebrate in Quebec.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the show
lots
we did last year, and it was great having Pierre-Paul Leduc in the studio with us, but we also talked about the different places we love to go. And, of course, my pet favorite place is up north at Lanaudière.
Lanaudière
Region. 131. Isn't it a beautiful place?
Beautiful area, and a lot of people just don't know about it. And, you know, they're all used to the Eastern Township. They're used to the Laurentians. But Lanaudière, Saint-Michel-des-Saints, properties like, you know, Montagne Coupé, you just go up there and you're in the middle.
That's in Saint-Jean-de-Matha, but you know what I used to look forward to? Because Saint-Michel-des-Saints, there's a lake or reservoir.
Lac Taureau.
And it's a nice place to go. It's a beautiful lake, and it's not, you know, round or anything like that. If you look at your neighbor across the street, it's kind of H-shaped with a tail. But you go up there, and the highway, the whole trip is really interesting because it's a two-lane highway. It's reasonably quick. It's nice. But the scenery changes seemingly every 20, 30 kilometers, and it's something you look forward to do as an experience.
Well, so, you start off in the lowlands in Joliette, and topography changes as you head north, and you pass through a rolling hillside, gets a little more mountainous, and it's shaded all along. It's a nice shaded drive and nice little towns to pass through, so that's well worth it for a weekend getaway. And as we heard from Heather Hiscox at Global in October, the hidden holiday hideaway haunts of Heather Hiscox,
otherwise known as the Scent of Heather,
and
in October. We call it October Silk, yes,
and she loves the Charlevoix region. That's another area that a lot of people, you know, they'd stop at
Quebec City. Charlevoix here, not in Belgium.
Yeah, or not the Charlevoix metro station area. I mean,
that's the Charlevoix region of Verdun.
Well, you know, Mike and Norm, they wanted to go to the Charlevoix region. They said, great brasseries around here. I said, no, wrong place. They got off at the wrong stop. They had to go a little further and get off at Berry Station and take the bus to Charlevoix. It was not the, not the 57 bus. But you can get this booklet by calling 1-800-363-7777, Ministry of Tourism of Quebec. I'd be glad to send it if it hasn't come to you already in the mailbox. And at least that's somebody doing something right, but the people not doing something right this week. Continental Airlines yesterday had a lot of problems in Newark, weather-related. That's fine. Weather hits everybody. But it's how you act when that happens.
Yeah.
They told this fellow, that he had to wait 48 hours before they could get him out of Newark. Now, I don't know...
48 hours?
48 hours, and...
What's supposed to do, just stand there?
Yeah, just stand there, sit in the airport. I mean, maybe they could have got him home faster if they hired a rickshaw or given him a bicycle to get home. They said, oh, all the flights are full. Did anyone think, send somebody over to LaGuardia? Did anyone think, send somebody over to Kennedy with a bus voucher? No. Yeah. It was just like, take it or leave it. So, I mean... When you go to the airport and somebody says, this is it, don't just take their word. First, call the 800 number. Many people mill around when the flight's canceled. They mill around the gate area. They wait for the guy at the counter to do something for them. Well, if you wait for them, all the other flights are going to be sold out. So immediately, just go to the payphone, use the 800 number, call the airline, say, book me on another flight. These people aren't the busy ones because they're in a reservation center in Salt Lake City or Tampa. They've got nothing to do. They're not affected so much by the weather delay.
Yeah, don't we know it?
Yeah, they don't have much to do. They're reading their newspapers. So let them put them down and book you on another flight, because if you're number, you know, 101 in the line and it's a 100-seat aircraft, you're going to be left out in the cold and you get to wait and sleep on a bench. And that's no fun. So that's sort of the tip of the week.
So what did they do about it?
Well, originally they were going to tell them, stay till Sunday, First Continental flight, tough luck.
So how did you fix this?
Well, I called up on their 24-hour media relations line. I spoke to Lady First in Public Affairs, and I spoke again to a supervisor at Salt Lake City Reservation Center, and he is out on a flight today.
Well, that's good. And
the problem is solved, but...
Well, at least he knew you, so
yes,
that's a good thing.
He knew where to call.
If you know Stephen, okay, then things happen. Because I remember when... Continental, otherwise, when they're going Montreal...
Well, they're an improved airline.
I
mean,
we enjoyed it when we went down to the Poconos and all. But, again, you know, there was something about some voucher that they wanted you to pay for down in Newark. So the people in Montreal, they're doing their jobs.
Oh, the people in Montreal. Juan Lara, the station manager here, great man.
Oh, yeah. So what can I say? And I just want to say a quick hello to some of our new listeners that are listening to us from not only Adorable Junior Garments, but Brother International, and as well, the West Island Model Airplane Club, which next week we're going to have some members.
Yes, they're going to be talking for a few minutes on their upcoming event.
Flying model airplanes. Well, actually, it's a club. They meet whenever you want. They have a field out near Cap Saint-Jacques, and you fly radio-controlled airplanes. And what they're thinking of doing is a little event where they invite CIQC listeners. Try it out. You ever want to fly a radio-controlled plane? They'll take it up in the air for you, and you fly it, and it's a fun hobby. So
right, people have seen them buzzing around and that, but they don't know necessarily how to get involved in the hobby or how much it should cost or, you know, how otherwise to get involved. So it's a good opportunity for them to learn more.
So definitely, if you're ever interested, just look for the CIQC banners, which will soon be up on Gwen, your Cap Saint-Jacques, and voila, you'll be able to get in and talk to some members. It's a friendly little club, you know, and it's not that many members. We're, I don't know how many, 30, 40, 50 people, but generally this is a lot of fun. I bought an airplane about a couple of years ago, a little teeny weeny one, started flying the thing, and I learned to fly it without giving anybody a buzz cut. So
yeah, you didn't just bang it to some guy and knock him out cold for a month and recovering from a coma at the Lakeshore General. No,
but after doing all that, we sure could use some pizza.
Yes, once you've been out flying your model airplane or whatever else you're doing this a fine sunny Saturday, you can enjoy the great taste of Montreal style pizza from a Montreal company. 31 locations in Greater Montreal, but just one number to call, 383-6000 at your door. 30 minutes or less, Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Lonnie, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your dead.
CIQC, Montreal.
Under the summer sun, we have a lot of fun. And when the weather's hot, beer can really hit the spot. Hola, all you beer drinkers out there. Juan Weather here to invite you to a cool spot close by. Provisoire Couche-Tard is so cool that when the temperature drops, so does the price of the beer. Olé!
That's right, amigos. A 24-case of regular brand beer is only $21.99 at Provisoire and Couche-Tard, Quebec's leading convenience store network.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Noemi Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist of Jean Couture in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center, on what should a client expect when walking into her store?
Our objective is to offer each and every one of our customers professional and courteous service in every department. We really try to maintain our aisles spacious and well-lit so that you can shop around in a relaxed environment. Each and every week, the manager and I review our in-store manager specials and our product selections so that every time you walk in, we can surprise you. We also have lots of free parking available so you can really take your time and browse around.
Noemi Scheinfeld, owner pharmacist of the Jean Couture in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center. Call them at 489-9333.
Listen every Wednesday from 2 to 3 for Pharmacist Online, where we can discuss your health concerns and answer your medication-related questions here on AM 600 CIQC.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Right now, you may find it hard to judge the interior decorating of the room I'm standing in, this being radio. But it'd be even more difficult for you to tell how little it costs to decorate, unless I mentioned Reno Depot. Everything, the paint, the wallpaper, the blinds over there, these plants, even the floor I'm standing on was in stock. All of it found at unbeatable prices. Prices you find only at Reno Depot. Proof your home decor can come from a warehouse without looking like one. Reno Depot, driving down the cost of home improvement.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
The devil inside me. Welcome back to Travel World. This is Willem Backus with you. Stephen Pickford, Prosper Bannon, the Music Man, and Eden Letrondo, who Eden the Silent.
Yes.
We know that Eden, of course, is a very avid. She's got a green thumb, so naturally, what does she call it? The Garden of Eden. But
you was just waiting to be set on the air, wasn't it?
Well, of course. A new one. I haven't heard that one before.
Oh. Yes, you have to come to AM 600 to hear that one.
Yeah, and we don't make fun of Chad either. We're looking forward to Chad calling in. Hopefully he's going to call in soon. But anyway, that way we can talk about all the wonderful things we have in line. Of course, our own Chad is now working in Watkins Glen doing car racing this week, looking for his call-in. But he also won the number one massage in the city of Montreal. So we have lots of lovely ladies who are definitely looking forward to meeting
him. They're all online now. And talking about lovely ladies, we'll be talking right now to Camille Bradford from WLXT-TV in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. So let's say we were coming down to Columbia and wanting to tour around South Carolina, beautiful state. What would you suggest we take in?
Okay, where do you want to start? Here in the capital city?
Let's start in the capital city. No better place to start.
Well, Columbia is right in the center of the state, which is a great location because we can head east and be on beautiful beaches within 3 hours, or head west and be in the mountains within about 3 hours. But if you're staying right here in the city, there's really a lot to do. It's a very historic town, the capital city again. And we just have so many things to offer folks of all ages and really all economic levels. If you want to do it on a budget, there's plenty to do. If you want to go a little upscale, we can handle that too. We have a wonderful uptown district that consists of the state capitol, which is a big tourist spot. We have a great state museum that was only opened about 15 years ago, and it's a tremendous tourist attraction. It has a lot of historical things about South Carolina, a lot of different exhibits, and things are always changing, a lot of traveling exhibits. It's a big spot for school children, educational things, always attracting kids. There are always classrooms just going through the museum every day of the week, and it has wonderful attractions for folks who are not familiar with our state to learn a little more about South Carolina and its history. We have an award-winning zoo. It's been named as one of the top 10 zoos in the nation. This is about a 10-minute drive from the State Museum. That's one thing about Columbia. It's not one of the largest cities in the country, but it has all that a big city has to offer, but yet, geographically, you can reach from one spot to the other in about 15 minutes from one side of town to the other, so it doesn't take long to get to your destination.
Not unlike Guelph.
Pardon?
Not unlike the Canadian city of Guelph.
Haven't been there, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, you can get from one end to the other in 15 minutes, so my sister says, because she used to live there.
Yeah.
So, Camille, tell me, when you're going now, what is your favorite place in Columbia?
My favorite place? Well, I'm a big restaurant. I like to check out restaurants, so I like to go to different places. I like to try new places, new restaurants. We have a new riverfront area. Actually, it's a very old area, but it's being developed now with a lot of shops and restaurants. We have a wonderful restaurant right on the waterfront called New Orleans Riverfront. Columbia's gotten into a lot of outdoor dining because it's a very scenic city. If you want something basic and something southern, we have a chain of locally operated restaurants called Lizard's Thicket. Lizard's Thicket, and it has expanded. It started out as a mom-and-pop operation in one small building, I believe in 1978, and they now have more than a dozen restaurants in the Columbia area. And they're what you call your meat in three places down here. Meat and three vegetables and cornbread and iced tea for one price. So that's your true southern dining. We also have a wonderful plantation house over just west of Columbia in the town of Lexington, about 8 miles out, that's called Cinnamon Hill. It's an old plantation house that's been turned into a restaurant, and it's more on your fine dining scale. We are just loaded with great restaurants. Down in the riverfront area, you get anything from walk-in and quick service, kind of fast food, to five-star dining. We have an old auto parts company called Motor Supply Company that has been transformed into a wonderful restaurant that has a lot of original art in it. A lot of different things showing up around here. It's a real exciting time to be here.
Now, sort of, most of the visitors to Columbia would come at what time of the year?
Well, Columbia's climate has become so mild. In fact, we had such a mild winter. We saw a lot of visitors this winter. Our temperatures were in the, of course, I have to get in some weather since that's what I do for a living. But we averaged temperatures in the 60s during the winter. We never really had a hard freeze or any harsh weather. But spring and summer are the main tourist times here. That leads me to bring up the beautiful springtime here with the dogwoods and azaleas. Just beautiful flowers in bloom. A lot of color to the city, a lot of Old South flavor here, much like areas of Charleston, which I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with.
Right.
The history there. And so we do see a lot of our visitors here in the springtime.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, other than Columbia, you'd say it's a very centrally located
right. Area
of the state. I'm sure you mentioned to me that you like to do sort of weekend trips and explore other parts of the state. What are some of the other areas of the state that you like to get around to?
Well, we spend a lot of time at Lake Murray. Lake Murray is about 25 miles west of Columbia. It's one of the largest man-made lakes in the state. It has between 300 and 500 miles of shoreline, so it is a very large lake, and it's just one of I'd say, a dozen man-made lakes that folks live on and also like to vacation there. It has a lot of waterfront little fish huts and seafood restaurants that you can just pull your boat up and go in and dine. Of course, you can also reach these places by land, so that's a good weekend getaway if you want to stay close to Columbia. I also like to head toward the beach, and I pride myself on saying that South Carolina has some of the most beautiful beaches anywhere. We have a Grand Strand area, of course, that consists of Myrtle Beach, which has become an international tourist attraction. It has so much to offer. You'll always find a large crowd year-round at Myrtle Beach, but they keep adding. They have enough to accommodate everyone. If you head farther south, which is what I prefer to do, you get into a little more undeveloped beaches. Polly's Island is one of my favorites. It's very rustic. It has very, very old homes. A lot of them were destroyed by Hurricane Hugo back in 89, but they have rebuilt. Very, very primitive in some areas. Several old bed and breakfasts right on the ocean front. And then if you go down below Beaufort, toward the Savannah area, but still in South Carolina, we have a wonderful beach called Hunting Island.
And Camille, just before you get to that, we definitely get a lot of email here at... I'm not reading your email, Lonnie. I'm reading my email. We're interactive here at CIQC because we broadcast on the Internet. And we got an email in from a curious listener, Eli, who asked, he wants to know that if it's true that South Carolina is the Viagra capital of America.
I wouldn't know. I haven't heard anything like that yet.
I heard a friend of mine was asking, of course, one lady would come, she would come home one day and ask her husband, if you know, did you buy Viagra? And then my neighbor, of course, asked her husband, did you buy Pfizer? That's the manufacturer of Viagra.
Right, right. I would think maybe she should check into Florida as being the capital with all the retired folks down there.
That would be interesting to see,
yeah,
now, wouldn't
would
it? But then again, you know, we got to say hello to our listeners on the internet, because we do broadcast worldwide now.
Sure.
Now, to get to Lonnie's email, you want us? He doesn't want us to read it. Go ahead, Camille.
Continue.
Does someone have a question, or you want me to keep rolling on about our beaches?
Keep rolling on about the beaches, because a lot of Montrealers, they'll pass through South Carolina and spend some time at the beaches
Florida. I'm glad you mentioned that. We have, I'm not sure which week it is. I know that it occurs in the spring, Canadian Week down at the Grand Strand, that all the Canadians are recognized down on our beaches. And we have a lot of travelers from that area, and as long as I can remember back to my childhood, we've always looked forward to welcoming our Canadian friends on Canadian Week at the Grand Strand. I believe it comes around maybe in April or May, but really it's year-round now as far as tourist attractions go.
Right, it's a very popular destination for...
It really is. But again, if you want something a little more remote and not quite as developed as the Grand Strand area in Myrtle Beach, one place that's my favorite is Hunting Island. It's a state park, and we have many state parks all across South Carolina, but this is the beach one, and it is a wildlife refuge. It's left very natural. It's ideal for camping. It's one of the few places that I've seen that has the campground right there on the beach. You're just right there in the dunes and can just look out of your camper and see the ocean. They also have cabins that you can rent, and it's a very beautiful area. It's almost untouched. It looks like one of these islands that you come up on that no one's ever done any developing on. It's very, very nice.
Now, I know that North Carolina is very well known for, like, loggerhead turtles, but is there such a phenomenon in South Carolina as well with loggerhead turtles coming up on the beach?
Probably not as large as North Carolina, but we do have some areas, some of the beaches that, again, are not as well developed down around Pawleys Island and between Charleston and Beaufort, that I know that they have areas where they protect the loggerheads and the eggs that they lay, and sometimes you'll be walking along and you'll see a wildlife, a sign or a post that someone has put up, a loggerhead nesting area, stay away. So we do have some of that in our state, too, on our beaches.
Well, that's finally good to hear, because that's in honor of one of our own listeners who is very much into the wildlife preservation, who actually sent us email last week on that particular topic. I know that when we were interviewing Sharon Delaney about North Carolina, an in-studio guest named Peter said, I don't know, but I know that the state bird is the cardinal. So what is the state bird of South Carolina?
Our state bird is the Carolina wren.
There we go. So now we have that answer
as well.
Now
we have that answer. So why don't we stay on the line with you, Camille, and continue after the break with more on South Carolina and your picks and selections.
Let's talk about pizza, Steve.
Yes, it's 30 minutes, and it's going to be lunchtime, 12 noon. So give 383-6000 a call. Pizza Donini, real great Montreal-style pizza, and a whole lot more. Chicken wings, lasagna, subs, whatever you want. Great lunch. Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Lonnie, roll the break.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC.
Good morning, madam.
After week after week, with Maxi and Maxi and Company, you'll get the lowest prices on your grocery bill. And until Saturday, you can get 6 packs of chicken legs back in for just 57 cents a pound.
You sure like chicken legs, don't you?
Chicken legs at 57 cents a pound. Maxi and Maxi and Company. Prices in tune with your budget.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
It's inevitable. You always need something from the drugstore. At least once a week, often more, you find yourself heading for your neighborhood drugstore list in hand. If your neighborhood is Côte Saint-Luc, then Noémie Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center are your friends in waiting. And if you're near Queen Mary Road, then Peter Tsonis, owner and pharmacist, and his staff are ready to help you at the Jean Coutu, 5345 Queen Mary, just west of DeCary. For friendly, helpful service, see Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center and 5345 Queen Mary Road.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
On Melnick, no limit. Not even the newscasters are safe.
I took the mic feed and the unfiltered version. And the real version.
The unfiltered
version. The unfiltered version.
Good afternoon, this is Jim Connell, AM 600 News. Clouds are moving in with them. A heavy rain warning from Environment Canada for the next 24 hours or so. Possible. 60 millimeters of rain. Jim.
Jim, what was that?
Join the fun weekday afternoons with Mitch Melnick from 4 to 7 on AM 600.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back. It's the 11:33 here at CIQC 600. We're here with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Prosper Bennin, and the silent Eden Letrondo. We can't get her to talk. We're not exactly sure why.
Cat's got her tongue.
Cat's got her tongue, huh? Well, speaking of lovely ladies, Camille Bradford is in South Carolina telling us all about the place. But Camille, I understand that you were a ballerina at one time doing the Nutcracker.
Oh, I did appear in the Nutcracker. How did you know that?
Ah, we have ways of knowing things.
We know lots of things.
No way. You must have been here for that performance, right?
Well, Stephen actually, he dated a woman who could best be described as a ballerina or a contortionist, but...
not much difference there.
Well, we said it was a different version of the Nutcracker that he was performing.
All right, now. Mine was the actual professional version, although I was not dancing as a professional in the Nutcracker at that time. I was just more in the party scene. They were looking for some local TV personalities and folks who the audience would recognize to put on stage. So they just picked a handful of us that didn't have to move our feet very much. They dressed us up and put us on stage so when the curtain opened, the audience would recognize some of us. It was quite an experience, especially watching how the real dancers handle themselves.
Now, there's the official state dance I was reading here, the shag. What exactly is the shag?
Oh, the shag is
shag,
great.
Baby, shag.
It's a great dance. Now, don't ever go to England and ask what the shag is. That's a totally different meaning over there.
Shag the rotten, baby.
From what I've been told, that's when you start getting into your Viagra conversation. Talk about shag over there.
That's exactly our kind of conversation.
Have you ever been to this area? Have you ever seen folks dance the shag?
Well, I've been to Charleston, but we didn't see anyone dance the shag.
Well, the shag is really a spinoff of what was the old jitterbug dance back in the, excuse me if I'm giving the wrong years because it's before my time. I would think, you know, the 30s and the 40s. The jitterbug, some versions of it called the Big Apple. And this is a dance that is credited for its origins pretty much along the beach areas. A lot of folks would vacation and find these jukebox joints to dance in, and they'd pick up on the old jitterbug, and the shag kind of evolved from that. And it really had a big revival back in the 70s and 80s, and there was a movie made about it, and it was named the official state dance back in the 80s. Our governor recognized it, and now there are shag clubs that different cities have, not only in South Carolina, but all over the East Coast. And twice a year, they gather at North Myrtle Beach for what's called SOS, the Society of Shaggers. And
the Society of Shaggers?
The Society of Shaggers, or the Society of Stranders, who gather on the Grand Strand for a weekend of nothing but dancing, the shag dance. And this is in one of the beach towns in North Myrtle Beach, and they block off the street area, and it turns into a three-day-long street dance. And I've been to one of these. It's really, I didn't have the energy to make it through the whole weekend, just as a spectator, really. These folks they take it very seriously, and they go down there with their dancing shoes on, and they have a lot of competitions. There are prizes awarded for the best couple, the best performance.
For the best shaggers.
Shaggers. They really take it very seriously. But they're talented.
Now would that explain why Farley is on the line?
Well, that would be it. One of our dear friends, Farley from Dorval, is on the line with us here, and he has a few questions to ask. Karim, how are you?
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Oh, doing great.
Just fine. We asked your loggerhead turtle question.
Beautiful. Okay. Listen, I love the Palomato State, and I've always flown over Colombia on the way to other points. I've always wondered, is the population around 110,000 still, or?
Oh, no, we're closer. We're above a quarter of a million now.
Oh.
Yeah, we're growing by leaps and bounds.
Because I heard so much, it's such a nice city, and I know it's well-renowned for its Civil War history, et cetera.
A lot of history here, a lot of war memorials, we have city tours that, of course, focus on a lot of that, and you'd find a lot of that in our state museum, too. Have you never been able to stay in our city or visit here? You've just flown over?
Just flown over. I've always wanted to go to Myrtle Beach, naturally, and to Columbia itself in Charleston.
Well, you can hit all of them within 1 or 2 days. You can start in Columbia and be on the coast within 2.5 hours, and I'm glad you mentioned Charleston. I wanted to say something about that. It's just a wonderful city, and there's so much down there to see. And, of course, tourists are there year-round. They have a wonderful slave market where they preserve the actual market where the slaves came in and did their crafts, and they have a lot of folks doing artwork there, have carriage rides through the city, have wonderful restaurants, just a great, great city to visit. And I have friends who live there who said they wouldn't live anywhere else.
Great. Sounds terrific. We'll do.
Oh, well, I really enjoyed my time in Charleston, which was last year, February of 97, and that's a good time of the year to go.
It really is.
We love these slave markets, don't we, Steve?
Yeah, well, the slave market was actually being restored to in the old historic market area. Great place to stay in Charleston. We stayed at the Mills House, and that was a very nice hotel, right centrally located.
Right.
And also great ribs at Sticky Fingers. So.
Sticky Fingers is great.
Sticky Fingers, slave auctions, and shagging contests. That sounds like my kind of estate.
Now, another great restaurant down there, A.W. Shucks, which is commonly referred to as Aw Shucks. One of our southern phrases there, Aw Shucks.
So you can shag and shuck in the same state?
I don't think you can shag and shucks, but they shuck the oysters for you. So it's a great place to go and eat oysters. And we just love our seafood here in South Carolina. And every time I go to Charleston, there's a new restaurant recommended by someone, and they just constantly have new places to eat and enjoy. It's just a great town. They have an area called Shem Creek, which is on the water, that folks in boats pull up and just dock right there at the restaurant and get out, or they'll bring your food out to your boat if you like.
Just make sure you don't lose your paddle on that creek.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Oysters even more so than that. We got to bring Vic down to this place.
Well, Vic was there in Charleston.
Oh, yeah?
And, I mean, he was there.
He loves his oysters.
Oh, yes. He's an oyster man.
A dozen oyster man.
A dozen oysters every hour. Keeps them going.
That is Viagra.
You said it.
And we really enjoyed it because Charleston was a walking historical city, and not just the great restaurants, nice shopping areas, places to pick up prints and different mementos to take home, but, you know, the nice homes and the shady trees.
It really takes you back in time.
Yes, you like walking in a different era, and you can
Have you been there in the spring when everything's in bloom?
No, I was only in February, but I mean, everyone was looking like, you know, it's like whenever we go to the southeast, you go as Canadians in February or March, and you know, everyone else is bundled up down there because it's 40, 50 degrees and coldest day of the year, and the Canadians...
That must be when you went down, Steve.
And the Canadians are walking around in short sleeves, and what's happening, you know?
Heat wave to the folks from Canada.
Oh, yes. I mean, go down.
Yeah, it is, actually.
In February, you get away from the snow and the ice. It's,
right.
What attracts a lot of Canadians down there at that time of year is the golfing.
It's great golfing. Great golfing in all of South Carolina. We're a tremendous golfing state. I'm not a golfer, but I have friends who do a lot of golfing, and they're always bragging on the wonderful courses that we have.
Camille, if Karim came down to visit you, where would you take him?
Well, it's lunchtime, so what does he like to eat? Is he the one that likes to eat oysters?
No, actually, he likes to eat at the Y, like I do. But, Karim, what would you like to eat?
Well, we have a Y in Columbia.
Do they have feta cheese and tomatoes?
I know there's one wonderful restaurant on Divine Street called Divine Foods that has.
All right, Karim, way to go.
Take him there.
Good.
Take him there. It's a wonderful Greek restaurant, and you can get all the feta cheese and tomatoes you'd like.
How about the local lobster?
Local lobster in Columbia, don't think you're going to find any coming out of our streams and rivers here, but let me mention an area along the coast. Right below Myrtle Beach, there is an area called Merle's Inlet, And if you're going down Highway 17, which is the main highway along the coast, you take a little cutoff, and Merle's Inlet consists of about 8 to 10 miles of seafood restaurants, just one lined up after the other. And one of my favorites is in an old house called Oliver's Lodge. It is so old that some of the floors are uneven, and you, if someone were to take you there, you'd think that this was a joke, but it has some of the best seafood you've ever tasted. Another place is called Nance's Oyster Roast, and you're seated at wooden tables with large holes in the center, and you just shuck your oysters and throw the shells down the hole. Your kind of place, huh?
sounds good. Now, somebody comes to Columbia, we talked about like the Mills House in Charleston is a nice place to stay. In Columbia, where would you recommend the people?
We have several very nice bed and breakfasts that have opened up in historic homes downtown. I'm not sure. I don't want to give the false names or recommend one over the other because they're all equal as far as what they have to offer. We have a very interesting place down in our Five Points area, which is a kind of a village area near the University of South Carolina campus. It used to be, have you ever heard of Clausen's Bread?
Yes, the name's familiar.
This used to be a Clausen's Bread factory, and it was closed years ago, and it sat empty for years, and a group came in about 8 or 10 years ago and bought it and turned it into a bed and breakfast, and now it's called Clausen's Inn. It's kept its original name, but it's a wonderful bed and breakfast, and it's right in our area that's Five Points Village, which is a lot of shopping, a lot of art, some good restaurants, and you can walk anywhere you need to go. We have a wonderful place that is near that area within walking distance called the Whitney, and it was built as condominiums about 15 years ago, but has been turned into a bed and breakfast since then. So all of the lodging is in suite form, have two bedrooms, living area, all in one unit, and you also have your complimentary breakfast.
Camille, we got a question here from Eden.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering, what do the young people do there? You mentioned that there's a university.
Big sports. We're rising national powers in football and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we say that. We're very hopeful that we will continue our trend. There's a lot of for young folks to do, a lot of live entertainment, live bands, night spots, and many of these within walking distance of the university in the Five Points area. I went to USC, and I never really planned to stay in Columbia when I was at USC. I'm not from this area. I'm from the upstate, but once I came here and went to USC, I never wanted to leave.
Camille, can you hold that thought? We got to talk about pizza.
Yes, time to call 383-6000 Pizza Donini. They have that mouth-watering, oven-fresh, Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company delivered straight to your door. 30 minutes or less, great pizza and a whole lot more from Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Lonnie, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC Montreal.
Come home to comfort and convenience. Come home to Cavendish Mall, celebrating 25 years of serving the community. Cavendish Mall, with a fabulous array of shops and boutiques, great restaurants, state-of-the-art cinemas, and Treasure Island Playground. Your mall away from home, Cavendish Mall in Côte Saint-Luc.
It's easy to use the power of Greens Plus, a natural product that helps provide energy, well-being, vitality, relieves fatigue and stress. Greens Plus is a wise choice for athletes, vegetarians, all those who want to increase their energy potential. Ask for Greens Plus where you buy your natural products, like Keynatura, the holistic center for all your natural supplements, homeopathic medicines, alternative therapies, and healthy solutions. See Keynatura Santé on St. John's Road and on St. Denis, 841-9696.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Whatever you're planning this weekend, don't forget to check out the Weekender section in today's Gazette.
Climbing the walls? Find out where you can learn a popular new sport, indoor climbing, in the Montreal area. Our fitness columnist gives you tips for tomorrow's Tourtelille. We have books about gardening and a locale recipe from the Duchess of York. And Weekender tells you where to go for extraordinary sushi and a wonderful Iranian brunch.
Look for the Weekender section in today's Gazette.
Weekender. It's the cure for the common weekend.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zachary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagreen Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagreen. 626-3132.
The 21st century has arrived in Quebec at Hair Raisers. And you're not going to believe your eyes. It's a revolution in tanning technology. And it's at 80 Donaghanny in Pointe-Claire. Hair Raisers introduces, straight from Europe's premier tanning salons, the amazing SunSport Sunbed. The SunSport Sunbed at Hair Raisers will give you a tan like you've never seen before in just 3 sessions. Then go back and use the SunSport Sunbed just once or twice a month. Believe it, the tan you get at Hair Raisers lasts 4 times longer than a conventional tan. The SunSport Sunbed meets all federal regulations, and it's the only high-speed UVA tanning bed in Quebec. Even if you've never been able to tan before, the SunSport Sunbed will give you unbelievable results. Guaranteed. See Hair Raisers in Pointe-Claire at 80 Donaghanny. For more information, call 426-5816. That's 426-5816. Hair Raisers, for all your beauty needs from head to toe. Both ladies and men welcome at Hair Raisers.
Well, spring has sprung out there in the great outdoors, and if you haven't caught spring fever yet, it's 100% contagious at Union Lighting and Home. So much so, we're having a spring sale. Spruce up your house with outdoor lanterns from $29.99. Snock mailboxes and address plates, bird feeders, weather vanes, and ceramic planters. Hey, it's finally safe out there.
Save up to 50% off at Union Lighting and Home, and we'll pay the GST and PST on every purchase.
We've got whatever you need. It's what we do.
Union Lighting and Home, DeCariot Royal Mount. Welcome home.
Hello, everybody. It's Maria Miles from the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce, listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
The weekend. It's the weekend again. Yay!
Yes.
It's Saturday morning.
Another week
of Travel World.
Gone.
It's the end of the third break. It's the fourth segment here on Travel World. It's Willem back with Stephen Pickford, Prosper Bannon, and the Silentine Latrondo in studio with us. And we have the privilege today of working with Lonnie Dabrowski. Lonnie, way to go. What a job. Online, we've got Camille Bradford from South Carolina and Karim Farley, who is done a hell of a lot of research, it seems. Karim,
looking
you got some
forward to this show, yes.
Karim, tell us some more of the questions that you got for Camille.
Well, Camille, actually, as you know, the well-known show Nature Scene showed us some of the damage caused by Hurricane Hugo for the ecosystem. I heard the grandstand's been fixed up a bit since then.
I tell you, you would not believe that a hurricane had ever come through if you were to drive down there and look. There are no signs of damage really visible to folks who were not there. It's just amazing. And the city of Charleston that took such a hard hit from Hugo, within, I'd say, 6 to 8 months, the repairs down there, the rate at which they repaired all the structures was just amazing. So the rebuilding effort and the growth has just really been something to watch, and I followed it very closely. I visited the Grand Strand within a month after Hugo hit, and it still looked like a war zone, but now there are no signs of it at all.
Well, that is great news. You know, we're glad that an area was able to recover so well. We know that, of course, we got about a week left before hurricane season in North Carolina, at least according to Sharon Delaney last year. What's the prognosis this year in South Carolina, Camille?
Well, we would like to think it would be as calm as last year. Of course, El Nino put a cap on the hurricane season and kept everything kind of below, very much below normal as far as tropical activity. But now, with El Nino pretty much on the way out, all experts predict that we'll see a lot more activity this summer. And of course, hurricane season El Nino pretty much on the way out. All experts predict that we'll see a lot more activity this summer. And of course, hurricane season begins Monday, June the 1st. So we're making our preparations. And of course, the Emergency Planning Division has everything ready to go if it needs to be activated as far as alerting people along the coast. And every year there are more and more people to evacuate if need rises, so they do a good job of making that advanced planning and putting it into action.
Well, we're glad to hear that everything is going so well in South Carolina. Camille, one of the last points, of course, we got another email from our evil listener, Eli, who is, he'd like to know what you're wearing today.
I'm on my way to the lake, so I have on a swimsuit with shorts and a t-shirt.
I think Eli will be very happy to hear that.
Just wish all of you were here to join us. We'd take you out on the pontoon boat and get some good seafood.
Camille, it was wonderful having you on the air with us today. Karim, thank you for calling. You're always doing some great research for the show. We really appreciate your help.
Thanks.
We want to move over now to the Prosper Bannon segment of the show. And that wonderful music you hear in the background is the one and only Prosper. Boy, we missed you last week. What a void it created on the show. Prosper, way to go.
Thank you.
A birthday recently, too. So Prosper turned another page. One more birthday, huh?
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
So, and what do we have in store for us next week, Steve?
Next week, Jerry Wagshall will be on the line from Edmonton.
Jerry, all right.
He's been to Kananaskis Country, which is sort of overshadowed always by Banff and Jasper. It's an hour and a half west of Calgary, and he also did a little bit of exploring around Banff as well. Melanie Reffes will be on the line with us, giving us sort of the Canadian look at what the Canadian influence and the Canadian-styled locations in Midtown Manhattan. So she's down exploring New York City, but looking at it from a Canadian angle, sort of what Canadians have developed and what kind of a whole Canadian angle to a visit to Manhattan. This is sort of before she heads off to South Africa for a few months to sort of be the African correspondent for Travel World here on AM 600.
She got a great gig there in South Africa. We wish her all the congratulations in the world. I know one thing, when you compare New York City to any other city in the United States, I mean, New York kind of stands by itself, should be almost a city state, but the thing about it being this place where there's so much diversity in that city, it's more of a melting pot. Now, Montreal, I've always envisioned as sort of the New York of Canada, but it's more like New York than it is like Toronto. Montreal's
right.
A mosaic, not
mosaic,
a melting pot.
And a civilized, sort of a civilized
right.
Alternative.
It is, but New York is getting pretty clean these days.
Yes,
it's a nice place.
It's a cleaner city, and remember when we were there, the subway booth attendant smiled, here's a transit map. I mean, try to get that in Montreal.
We saw a bike not getting stolen.
Right? I mean, people were giving help and directions, visited restaurants, visited hotels, and people were helpful and friendly. And there's a new attitude, and we felt safe going on the subway, walking the streets. There's that different feeling going on these days in New York, and we'll be asking Melanie next week about that.
Yeah, we used to joke about that because I remember the last time Steve and I went in, we were taking the bus in because we flew in Continental to Newark, and we took the bus into New York City. We were staying at the Lucerne Hotel in the Upper West Side.
Upper West Side, that's a great location.
It is, actually. And we went in from there, and there was a bicycle on the side of the road, and this guy dressed as a cop. We don't know if he was a cop. We're just figuring, what a great way, you know, a pair of bolt cutters.
You go to, like,
away with a bike, you know,
Manhattan uniform rental and get a uniform and just walk around, and nobody will question you all day because who wants to question authority?
That's right. Well, anything you want, it's there in New York City. And we also got to congratulate Eden Latrondo, who's got a very special appointment in Toronto. She got called by a radio station there. Eden, why don't you tell us a little bit about it before I club you with a microphone?
Okay. Yeah, actually, I got a surprise call. I actually hadn't been anticipating it because I'd even forgotten I'd even contacted that station.
You send out 10,000 CVs, and what do you get, right?
So, yes, I'm going to be taking Via Rail, of course, on your suggestion.
Via Rail.
Down to Toronto.
Can't beat
tomorrow.
It.
That's right.
Way to go. Well, we hope you certainly enjoy your trip there.
Yes.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of your story of the CV, a little bit like Stephen in the Valentine's Day. He's the only man I know who sends out a form letter Valentine's, you know, dear. And what he does, he just fills in the blank.
fill in the blank, take a felt pen. Always sign with a felt pen. Gives you more authority in your signature.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That trick from Lawrence Hannigan.
Upright F, yeah. Like Joel McGlynn. But it also reminds us of one of our friends from Ottawa. He used to be in radio in Ottawa, who shall remain nameless. And this is a guy who invented the ultimate cheap way. Now, talking about cheapskate, but it was so funny, I had to mention it. The ultimate cheap way of responding to a Christmas card. This guy would steam open the envelopes, pull out your card, rubber stamp it, and fill in the blank, you know, wishes you the same. He would reseal the envelope, okay? Sometimes he'd use a glue stick, so he did buy a glue stick, right? And then he put return to sender on the envelope, boom, he'd get the card back, and he says, I responded to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right? No, I wish you the same.
That's good.
This is the same guy who crossed the interstate in New Orleans.
Baton Rouge. It was all you could eat at the Holiday Inn, Baton Rouge East on Saigon Lane. You could eat in the hotel dining room, cooked order breakfast for like $3.95. But it was like $2.95, all you could eat waffles on the opposite side of the six-lane divided interstate at Wally's Waffle House. So Wally's Waffle House, a great product of Norcross, Georgia. So he saved a dollar. Could have got hit by an 18-wheeler, but hey, that dollar was so important in his pockets.
We're still looking forward to the great cook-off at Hudson Foga's house. He's going to be making us some pierogies we're going to go sample. We know he's a world champion cook, eh, Hudson?
Yeah, he's going to be coming in just a minute and a half for the news at 12 noon here on AM 600.
The end title theme once again. Je reviendrai Montréal.
Like all great times, we come home after discovering a different place. Come home to Montreal.
Canada's greatest city, without a doubt.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Eden Matrondo.
And I'm Prosper Bannon.
And next week, Jerry Wagschall, Melanie Reffes, here on Travel World, AM 600 CIQC, News and Information Radio, that's interactive.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
J'ai besoin de cette lumière.